Yesterday, the Supreme Court ruled that the family of a 15-year-old boy on Mexican territory who was shot by a Border Patrol agent standing on U.S. soil could not sue the agent for damages. The court voted 5-4 along ideological lines. In his majority opinion, Justice Samuel Alito wrote that allowing the lawsuit to proceed could, quote, undermine border security and have national security implications. In 2010, U.S. Border Patrol agent Jesus Mesa, who was standing on U.S. soil near El Paso, Texas, shot across the border and into Mexico, killing 15-year-old Sergio Hernandez, who was in Ciudad Juarez, Mexico. Yesterday's Supreme Court ruling raises more questions on whether Border Patrol agents will be held accountable with their use of force. Lawrence Hurley is a U.S. Supreme Court reporter for Reuters. He joins us now to break down what this decision means. Lawrence, thanks for joining me.
No worries.
Tell us a little bit about the circumstances of Sergio Hernandez's death. What was he doing when he was shot?
Well, that's actually quite disputed. And that's something that, you know, if this lawsuit had ever been allowed to go forward, would have been litigated in the courts. But basically, the U.S. government says that he was causing trouble in the culvert between the two sides of the border, throwing rocks at the agents and so on, whereas the lawyers for the family say that the kid was just kind of messing around and running towards back and forth across the border, and it wasn't really an issue at all. He was just kind of messing around.
And according to his parents, I mean, he was with friends, other teenagers, and this was just something that they were doing to pass the time, according to that.
Yeah, they say it was just harmless fun. They weren't, you know, armed. They weren't a threat to the officer, which is usually something that's taken under consideration when there's a use of force against someone. And they say that that didn't happen in this case.
So Justice Alito said voting in favor of the family could have undermined border security. How so?
Well, yeah, that's kind of a big issue in this case, is the way that the majority and the minority totally disagree on this whole kind of national security and foreign affairs element to this case, because the majority says, you know, the U.S. government needs to speak with one voice, and the Justice Department years ago said they weren't going to pursue criminal charges against the agent. They said the agent didn't do anything wrong. So they kind of backed the agent 100%. So the idea that you then allow a lawsuit to go ahead in federal court that could lead to damages against the agent could be seen as a sort of the U.S. government being divided and not sending a clear message. But the dissenting justices, led by Justice Ginsburg, said that's kind of a red herring, because this border agent is really an individual. He's not acting in that instance doing sort of U.S. policy. He's actually a kind of rogue agent based on the allegations. And you know, the U.S. government actually has an interest in trying to hold those types of agents accountable. And that's not inconsistent with foreign policy or national security. You know, the U.S. government, when it comes to anything to do with foreign policy, you don't really want to mess with the U.S. government's ability to conduct diplomacy with other countries, and that this issue with a cross-border incident is something that the U.S. has to sort out with Mexico and not something that U.S. courts need to get involved in.
So is it safe to assume that now if a Border Patrol officer does any other sort of questionable acts or violent acts, that he is going to be have the protection of this decision, this aura of protection around him?
Well, that's the big question going forward. One of the lawyers for the family told me yesterday that there's a danger of a Wild West situation being created along the border, where Border Patrol agents can act with impunity when they're shooting across the border or doing something else across the border. It remains to be seen whether that would be the case.
Lawrence Hurley is a U.S. Supreme Court reporter for Reuters. Lawrence, thanks for joining me.
Thanks a lot.